AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Simon Property finishes at 96% of its yearly range as retail REIT breadth reaches 89%. SPG's 4.5% week keeps the 47-week trend signal intact, but the latest advance came on only 0.8 times normal volume and leaves valuation risk elevated. Research brief. Simon Property Group closed the week of 17 July at $228.70, up 4.5%, and only 1.2% below its 52-week high of $231.50. The weekly backdrop remains constructive, with price 15.4% above the ShareMaestro trendline, and retail REIT breadth far stronger than the wider real estate sector. The reservation is participation. Volume was 7.1 million shares, below both the 13-week and 52-week averages, while the stock trades 48.2% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. SPG rose 4.5% for the week, 8.2% over 4 weeks, and 14.9% over 12 weeks, closing at $228.70. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 47 active weeks out of the last 52, and price 15.4% above the weekly trend line at $198.10. U.S. REIT retail breadth is broad, with 89.3% of the group in active weekly trends, 92.9% showing positive market dynamics, and 85.7% showing positive relative strength. 4. Latest volume of 7.1 million shares was only 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.9 times the 52-week average, so the latest rebound lacks emphatic participation. 5. Risk is concentrated in positioning and valuation. SPG is 96.4% through its 52-week range and 48.2% above ShareMaestro fair value. Weekly price action keeps SPG near the high. Simon Property Group, the $77.9 billion retail REIT and the largest U.S. mall owner, ended the latest completed week at $228.70, up 4.5%. That took the stock to 96.4% of its 52-week range and left it only 1.2% below the $231.50 high, a clear sign that buyers are still defending the upper end of the range after the prior week's pullback. The move is part of a broader advance rather than a one-week anomaly. SPG is up 8.2% over 4 weeks, 14.9% over 12 weeks, 26.4% over 26 weeks, and 47.0% over 52 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 47 active weeks in the past year, and the close sits 15.4% above the trend line at $198.10. Retail REITs are stronger than the wider real estate sector. The sector context is supportive, but the industry context is stronger. U.S. real estate averaged a 3.0% weekly gain, 6.4% over 4 weeks, and 8.7% over 12 weeks. With 66.0% of the group in active weekly trends, SPG outpaced those sector averages across the 1, 4, and 12-week windows and ranks in the 77th percentile among 248 U.S. real estate names. Within U.S. REIT retail, breadth is unusually broad. 89.3% of the 28 stock group has active weekly trend signals, 92.9% has positive market dynamics, and 85.7% has positive relative strength. SPG's 4.5% weekly gain was ahead of the industry's 3.8% average, while its 14.9% 12-week gain also beat the retail REIT average of 10.6%. Market dynamics stay positive, but the volume case is incomplete. ShareMaestro market dynamics remain constructive, with activity pressure at 1.61 and relative strength at 12.38. The setup is consistent with continuation rather than a fresh entry signal. Activity pressure is positive, relative strength is positive, and next week expectancy is positive at 58.49%. But the signal state does not show a fresh buy. Volume is the main weakness in the evidence. The latest week traded 7.1 million shares, below the 9.0 million 13-week average and the 7.9 million 52-week average. That contrasts with the 26 June advance, when SPG gained 7.4% on 19.6 million shares, and suggests the latest pushback toward the high has not yet attracted the same level of participation. Valuation distance and reversal risk frame the next test. SPG now trades 48.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at $154.30, which is a sign of premium demand, but also raises the bar for further upside confirmation. The risk profile is not extreme, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 3.2% versus a 52-week baseline of 2.8%. But the stock has already logged a strong advance, and the data show 10 recent reversal markers in the smart money tape. The next watch points are clear. Whether SPG can move through the 52-week high with better volume, whether activity pressure remains positive, and whether the trend line continues to rise beneath price. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would materially improve the participation case. Failure near the high with fading pressure would shift attention back to the distance from trend support. This article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.